Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast. Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Challenge, the podcast all about MTV's The Challenge. Welcome everyone. As usual, this is Brian sitting to my right.
Amanda.
And to my left.
Uncle Sweetie.
Welcome, everybody. This might be a quick, high-paced episode because Amanda and Tim are both about to fall asleep.
Is that like a repeat from last week? You're just going to say that every week now?
Last week I was low energy. I haven't yawned or complained once this week.
Yeah.
So shove it up your ass.
We were working on...
It's just me, folks, that's tired.
We were working on some stuff, and then we went and had dinner. And then we're like, oh, shit, it's 8 o'clock. We should probably go back and watch the episode.
Whoops.
So head over to challengepod.com. Join the Facebook group. Lots of stuff happening over there. People always commenting. You can discuss all things challenge, unless Facebook is down.
Right, which happens all the time, apparently, now. Yeah,
apparently after people... do a really scandalous interview about your company, you take it down for a day.
That's a fair trade, I think. I wonder how many billions of dollars they lost in those 6 hours.
From what I heard, Mark Zuckerberg's total net worth dropped about $7 billion.
Good, the time fuck
that
him.
It was off.
Fuck him. Good. Dropped to zero.
But he's giving most of it away, so.
Yeah.
He signed one of those agreements that he's going to, like, donate all of his fortune to charity.
Yeah, but better it never just passes through him. Just avoid him entirely.
Well, then it's not going to the charity.
Yeah, just straight to the charity.
But I'm saying it won't go to the charity at all.
I'm saying just bypass the guy. That's all I'm saying.
But I'm saying if it doesn't go to him, it's not going to end up at the charity.
All right.
Go to Patreon. Join it. Join our Patreon stuff, some exclusive pre-show, after show.
Hey, you're selling my part. That was my part to say.
Tim, what else do they get if they go to Patreon?
$1 gives you the thing Wolfie just said, so rewind it and listen to him. I'm not going to say it again. $2 a month, we say your name. Thanks to Mendy, Ari, Jacqueline, Isabella, Joker, Catherine, Ellen, David, Cab, Andrea, Julie, Melanie, Taylor, Misty, Katie, Cassandra, Elise, Brian, Jamie, Anais, Belle, Abby, Xavier, Janelle, Kyla, Ethan, Cask, Shay, Carly, Ann. Not even close. Christopher, Carlin, Sarah, Alphonse, Heidi, Allie, Victoria, Christian, Edward, Angela, Jamie, Daz, Danielle, Seth, Andrew, Jen, Shelby, Roldan, Ryan, Madeline, Laura, Page 2, Patty, George, Caroline, Alvin, Luke, LJ, Amanda, Tara, Janelle, Lily, Scott, and Greg.
Wow, thanks, everybody. Thank you, everybody.
And while I have your attention, listen to Survivor if you're into the show Survivor.
Do it.
Yes.
Go over to the Challenged Facebook group and then find the Survivored Facebook group from a link in there and then go join up.
Or just search for Survivored wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Yeah. Also, more people need to join the Patreon because I want at some point for Tim to pass out from oxygen exhaustion from trying to read through that list.
Wouldn't take much.
I want him to pass out on the show. So make this happen.
Wouldn't take much.
Oh, Lord.
Amanda.
All right.
Why don't you tell us about this episode?
We ready, friends? All right. This is episode 9 of the season Spies, Lies, and Allies. This episode titled The War.
The War.
Wasn't much of one.
No.
Not really.
It really wasn't. Previously on by special guest previously on star TJ.
Yeah.
He doesn't normally get to do these. He only gets to usually do the ones that are before the finals.
Yeah.
So.
Nice to see TJ.
That was fun.
Outside of his element.
Yeah. Let's see. And this episode starts off after Jeremiah and Priscilla's elimination win, and the big vet house shakeup. So where Jeremiah picks Tori and Priscilla picks Josh, creating the default pairs of Ashley and Ed and Big T and Nelson, leaving no more rookie pair.
Ooh.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum.
So back at the house, Priscilla knows she has to win, and that trouble is brewing. Priscilla talks to Josh and Nelson. Josh is scared being attached to Priscilla, who just made this risky move, of course, because Josh is always...
I'm going to have to rally the house and keep our votes up.
Right. Nelson is cooking and he's bummed about who's he going to cuddle with tonight now that his,
gross.
His girl is, Berna is gone.
Boo hoo. And Wolfie said what I was thinking. Yeah. You go back to Ashley.
Right?
Yeah.
She seems like she'd take him right back, right? Don't you think?
After this episode? No.
Yeah, maybe. She doesn't seem too picky.
Let's see. Then we get Tori, Josh, and Corey talking. Tori says, hey, same plan, just a wrench in it.
Or a bone.
Or a...
One of the two.
Bone? Is it a bone? Is it a wrench?
Yeah.
What is it you throw into it? This is the conversation she had.
Yeah. Yes. It's like you throw a bone in it. You got a wrench to pick with somebody. Who knows?
Yeah.
It's easy to get confused on these things.
Yes.
Duh, Tori.
Tori's an idiot, right? Have we decided that? Like, for sure. She's real stupid. Can we agree on that?
I don't know if we're going to say real stupid. Like, you know, she might lack some common sense.
If she was here in the room, she'd be the stupidest person in the room.
Probably.
No, I don't know.
Well, she's made more money than all of us, probably. So what
Wait,
the fuck do we know?
Who's stupider in this room than Tori?
No, yeah, I don't
me.
Know.
It would be me.
No, it wouldn't be.
I know you're really smart. And Tim's kind of smart.
But I'm not like...
I'm not smart at all, so...
I'm not like that kind of like definable smart, though. Like, I didn't go to college. Like, you know what I mean?
Either.
Like,
I didn't either. None of us went to college.
You
in this
got
room.
An art degree.
From a school that was then... had its accreditation stripped away, and then it went bankrupt. Yeah. That was
so
my art
did
school.
Did Tori go to college? Therefore, she trumps all of us, so... There.
Yeah, if she went to college, yeah.
That's
she's
fine.
But she did want to have a challenge baby, so that does make her dumb.
Yeah.
Corey says, let's pat ourselves on the back. We all stood together. Now let the war begin.
Yeah, I kind of like this. The vets getting together saying, like, we did good, but it's over.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
time to move on.
Yep.
I kind of liked that conversation.
Yep.
Yeah, until Josh starts twisting this around and be like, I think Corey's in charge of all the rookies.
Yeah, he's hyper paranoid. Yeah.
Yep.
An idiot.
Because I think that was all Corey was saying, right? Is like, good game, the truce is over, but good
right.
game.
Yeah, we can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
One of us is going to have to go in.
Right. He wasn't calling anybody
no,
out directly.
No, he was just saying that, like, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Like, we played a good game. Well, and I think Tori's was kind of saying, like, hey, same plan. We're still going to send Priscilla in. It just right. got to, you know, like.
Yeah, Josh is just being paranoid.
Yeah. We're still planning
Josh
on
dumb.
Trying yeah. to get out the rookies, like. There's just, you know, small issues with the
Now,
plan.
If Josh was in the room, he would definitely be the dumbest person in the room. And I'm including three of my cats and my dog in that conversation.
Everything, every living yeah. creature in this room.
Yeah. Dust mites, all of it.
All of it.
Then we get, yep, like you said, Josh goes to Kyle, Amanda, and Ashley and calls out Corey for being the leader of the rookies.
I'm going to rally up this house.
Yeah, Ashley says that it's because they want her in because she is a previous winner.
Yeah, people are paranoid. Yeah. They're looking for vets that are working with rookies. But the truth is all the vets are working with rookies.
Yes.
Yeah.
All of them have a rookie or two in their back pocket.
Well, because most of them had rookie partners.
Yeah.
Like, let's be real. So obviously you were going to start working with this rookie and you were going to gain trust with them because you wanted them to vote the way you wanted them to vote. Like, I mean, it, you know, yeah, it makes sense.
Dummies.
So Corey, they say Corey has Bettina, Priscilla, and Jeremiah. And Josh is just appalled that he recruited a rookie, whoa, Jeremiah, to be a part of his alliance over him.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I think I would have picked anybody else in the house except for Josh.
All right.
Well, and that's the thing with these alliances. It's like Josh has his own alliance.
Yeah, why does he want you in that one? Like, no, he doesn't want that.
Because he wants, like, his little fingers in every part of the game, yeah, but that's not how this game works. But there's like the, you
why
get
doesn't
into
he
your
understand
alliance.
That Corey doesn't want him a part of his alliance
he's
when
stupid.
He's part of another alliance?
Yeah.
Like, duh. Plus,
he doesn't need Josh in his alliance. Josh is dumb.
Yeah. And Josh is in another alliance. Yeah. Like, it's just not, that's not the way the game works.
Yeah. Oh, this is when we get that yoga montage and Emmanuel doing yoga with his cereal bowl. Mm-hmm. That was kind of funny. I enjoy him. Like,
it's funny.
I do.
Yeah. I hope that he stays longer and we get to see a little more of him because, you know, you only get these weird little snippets right now.
Yeah. Well, and I don't want to say the downside, but the hard part about casting some of these people that are foreign is that there is a language barrier, and I think we see it with Emmanuel. He's maybe not quite as fluent as some people.
Yeah.
Logan, too.
Logan, yep.
And so it is, like, I think these guys are just having a hard time in the house, just, you know, fully getting
socializing.
Enveloped in
yeah,
it.
Exactly,
yeah, because
yeah.
they just can't communicate quite as well. Yeah. But I also hope we see more.
Well, I mean, we saw that with Turbo, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly, Turbo, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, Josie is saying, oh, my God, love him, agree. Ryan says, Emmanuel, greater than Jordan.
Oh, 100%. Yep. He's nice. That's the difference.
He's
not
a vampire. He's a fucking vampire.
He's not a cocky.
From Romania.
Yeah.
Who is Christopher wants to know who's better, Emmanuel or Ed for comedy?
Listen, that's rough because Emmanuel is so good even with the language barrier.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
But Ed... he has the advantage of not having the language barrier. Yeah. So I feel like if we could hear Emmanuel just talking his normal language and we could understand, like,
right.
he would probably be the funnier or the more comedic person.
Yeah.
Tell you the truth.
Agree.
Yeah. They both have good, positive energy.
Yes. Yes.
Which is, you know, that's the most important thing.
Love it. Love it. I live for this positivity. This is why I can't watch other reality shows where everyone's just angry all the time. Like,
yeah,
what? No.
And dramatic and
serious.
Not
about that life, no.
It's nice to have some goofy guys in there a little bit.
Yes, you do have to have some fun. So, yeah, then we get Corey and Nelson talking about kind of the layout and kind of what their game plan is going to be going forward. Tim wanted me to mention how much... that he loves and wants Corey's bucket hat.
Yes. What do you call it? A bucket hat?
That's a bucket hat.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. I call it a fisherman's cap.
Yeah, that's a bucket
hat. It's a Gilligan's hat.
Yeah. Bucket. I've never heard that term. Bucket hat.
Oh, my God. Where were you? Bucket hats, the 90s.
Where was I?
Kangol.
He was drunk. It was the 90s.
Yeah. Mm. That was when I went to my fake college for a little bit.
I make fun of my best friend Shana because she bought a bucket hat one year when we were on vacation to block out the sun because she's an old lady.
Well, it was her wedding weekend.
Oh, yes. I should have clarified.
We went on a float. What the fuck was it called?
Oh, yeah. Like a...
Tubing.
Yeah, tubing.
We went tubing.
Down a river, yeah.
Yeah, you start at one place. And you just
the lazy
relax.
River.
Yeah, where'd you do it? Around here?
Tennessee.
Tennessee.
And she was getting married the next day. So she didn't want to get like super burned.
Totally.
So she wore like a long sleeve, like flannel shirt.
She had bought that hat.
A bucket hat.
Down in Florida, Brian.
Oh, still.
Do not act like that girl bought that hat for that float trip.
Well, I thought she did. So
she bought that hat.
Well, then you tell your story.
She bought that hat down in Florida for the beach. And I made fun of her mercilessly.
I need to ping the chat room, though. Does anyone else know this as a bucket hat? I swear I've never heard this. And you guys are just throwing it out. Yeah. That everybody knows what a bucket it hat is.
LL Cool J used to wear a bucket hat.
You wore a fisherman's cap.
LL Cool J wore a fisherman's cap? Get the frick out.
Totally.
Get the frick out.
That's where I was born and raised. You too, Wolfie. Where did you learn this fancy lingo bucket?
Probably from me.
A bucket hat.
Probably from me.
Christopher says, bucket
Thank
hat.
Thank you, Christopher.
I've never heard of a bucket hat.
Yes. Well, while he's wearing this very lovely challenge logoed bucket hat.
Josie says yes.
Buckets. I'm outnumbered. All right. I'm outnumbered.
Yes.
Brian says bucket hat.
Yes.
But
good
do you
job,
also
people.
Know it by fisherman's cap or am I
no,
a weirdo by knowing
you're
fisherman's
a weirdo
really?
For calling it a fisherman's cap. Mm. No one calls anything a cap either. What?
Baseball cap?
Baseball hat.
I go baseball cap on that one.
Yeah, thanks, Wolfie. Wolfie's backing me up. I finally broke that marriage alignment that you guys have, that you always have to disagree with me.
Sean says bucket hats were all over this past season, Big Brother.
Yeah, they were.
Christopher says come Canada.
Totally a bucket hat. Everybody's on the bucket hat train. Yep. All right. I'm not too big a man to admit that I'm wrong.
Right.
Bucket hat it is.
Yeah. Anyways.
If I go to Amazon and type in fisherman's cap, what do you think?
Yeah, I want to see what you get.
Oh, my God.
I bet it's the same fucking hat. Same style.
Same style. All right. Well, while you're looking that up, I'm going to explain the three crews other than Corey. Corey says that they, of course, have themselves, which is Corey, Nelson, Jeremiah, and then Bettina and Priscilla. And then... you've got the Big Brother crew, which is Josh, Casey, Nani, and Emmanuel.
This is what comes up when it says fisherman's cap.
That's not it at all. That's like the that's like a beret. No, it's like not a beret. No, like a beret with like a fucking
visor
on it. I'm gonna Google it.
That's like a conductor.
Unisex wool Greek hats. Fisherman's cap. See.
Well, you're just finding stuff that's just wrong
it's
on
legit.
Purpose.
It's on Amazon.
Fucking Amazon says it's
Amazon
thing.
Doesn't know
it's
anything.
It's the first thing that pops up.
All right. Well, Google Photos is backing it up. I'm just full on wrong. Yeah. Fine. I'm just wrong about this.
There is also 100% cotton packable fishing hunting
summer
hat.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what I'm
thinking
of.
They call it a fishing hunting summer hat, though. Summer hat.
Oh, here we go.
See, if I look for fisherman's hat, it comes right up. Fisherman's cap, it's not coming
up. Yeah, because cap is not, people don't call things caps.
Cotton packable fishing
anymore.
Hunting summer like travel bucket cap hat.
Bucket right. cap hat. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Well, I'm glad we could clear this up for all the podcast listeners.
Did you know Screech used to live in Peoria?
It isn't that weird.
So weird.
Seth says, can't confirm, totally a bucket hat. A staple of tailgating worldwide. And Ryan says, fisherman's vest. With the little lures and the patches hanging.
Yeah, that's not what I'm thinking of. I was thinking of the Gilligan hat. Is like, that's always what I've referred to as a fisherman's hat or a fisherman's cap. But I guess I'm the only one in the world that does that. Apparently, Google and Amazon can confirm that that's only me. Fair enough.
It's all right, Tim.
Fair enough.
It's no, fine.
It. I'm very unique. I'm very unique and special.
If a fisherman was wearing that hat, I might call it a fisherman's cap.
Are you
but
saying
that would be only the only case.
Corey might be a fisherman. You don't know. You don't know what Corey does.
He wasn't in the act of fishing at the moment.
She watches him on Teen Mom. She knows he doesn't fish.
Oh, all
right. Right.
All right.
Yeah, the only thing he fishes for are the ladies.
Sure.
Whoa.
Well, I guess not anymore.
Ryan wants to know how often are you referring to this fisherman's cap thing.
I mean, not.
Times in your
yes,
life.
Ryan, how many?
I mean, not
That's
a lot.
What I
just
wanted
like
to know.
Once or twice a week, just the normal amount, you know.
Josie says, I do need the hat, though.
Yeah,
but,
right?
Yeah.
But I told Tim we need to make our own that says challenged.
Yeah.
And has the M and the MTV turned upside down to a W in TV.
Yeah. I'd be into that.
See? Get on it, Tim.
There you go, Commission Tim. It.
Get that shit on Fiverr.
Get that logo rolling.
I'll ask for a fisherman's cap and everybody will be like, what the fuck is that?
So then the other team is Devin's team, which is Devin, Kyle, CT, and Ed. And then there's Logan, who they classify in the middle. They say that they need to win some power. They need to win so that they have some power. I'm so sorry. Then we get that little cute quip with Ed talking to himself in the mirror. Oh, we thought he was talking to somebody. He pans out, he's talking to himself. How cute.
What a funny guy.
How cute.
Seth says he would love a hat with a cat and a rooster on it. Throwback to Turbo. Pussy chicken.
Oh, I get it.
I like that.
I get it. You're faster than I am, Wolfie. I didn't know what he meant.
Miss Turbo.
What's going
on? A dog. My dog's taking a weird route.
What is going on back here? Get out of back there. Let's see. Oh, then we get Amber and Jeremiah canoodling in the bed. Amber says that she feels alone. But Jeremiah makes it all better.
It's weird to me how little they've focused on this, because don't they usually like super focus on these house relationships? And Amber and Jeremiah, I feel like we've just seen a little kiss here and there, but it hasn't really talked about it much.
No.
Not a whole lot.
Ryan says, I wish someone would have brought up Corey's list like they did in the first episode.
Ah, yes.
The girl from Survivor.
Yes. Get Corey's list out and show it to people.
Yeah. Well, remember his hit list was a big thing for those couple seasons, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're on my hit list. You're on my hit list. It's like, Corey, shut the fuck up.
Well, you're going home now.
Then Corey goes to Devin, asks Devin what he wants to do. Devin says that he wants to see a vet non-champ winner this season. Devin doesn't want Ashley or CT anywhere near the final. He thinks that they should send Ashley in this week.
Yeah. Devin has a whole plan. He, now that they aren't focusing on rookies so much anymore, now he wants to focus on the champs.
Yes.
Get the champs
out. That's his next phase.
Yeah, give somebody else a chance.
Mm-hmm. Then we get Logan and Big T. Logan wants to plot against Corey and Nelson. And Big T says that she respects that gameplay.
No, she doesn't. Brian wants to know, Tim, do you really want more of the Amber Jeremiah story?
Yeah, exactly. Do you really?
No, I think they're both kind of dull people. But I'm rooting for Amber. I feel like even though she's a champ, she's an underdog this season, so I'm rooting for her. And Jeremiah, now that he's like shown a little personality in the last episode, I'd be okay with him sticking around.
Yeah. Well, don't get your hopes up.
No, I won't. But generally speaking, I don't care about the relationships or drama at all, but it's really unusual that MTV not focus on it, you know, not give us anything. It's just sort of weird, that's all.
Yeah. Observation. That's what it is. It's an observation, not a concern.
Right.
Yes. I think that takes us to the challenge. This challenge, my friends, is called Bombshell Battle. There is a big crater with mud and different color bombs, one for each team. All the teams will start at their detonation station. One partner at a time will run down into the pit and grab a bomb of their team's color. And then when they get back, their partner will run for the next one. Until you gather all four of your team's colored balls, then you have to run down and grab a silver bomb. And these are very important, TJ says, because you must have one to move on to the next round. So basically, this is a game of what's the chair game?
Musical chairs.
Thank you.
God. Did you guys notice too that these bombs looked exactly like volleyballs?
What?
They were soccer. Did you guys notice that? Balls, sir.
Were they soccer balls?
Yes, oh. Not volleyballs. Oh. They were soccer balls.
They looked like some sort of athletic sporting equipment that wasn't a bomb.
Crazy. Correct, sir. They were.
All right.
Colored soccer balls.
They look like fishermen's caps.
They just like you, the fisherman cap, volleyball. Like, get out of here. Like, what are you now like 90 and you don't know what anything is anymore? What did we lose you right. over the last That's week fine, or something?
Amanda, I'll just play a Wolfie. I'm just this. Leaning back.
I can't stand
we
this.
Lost it, boys.
You guys do the show. Just let me know Stop when you need it. Me to chime in.
We lost all him right, to right. the old man era over the last week. I don't no, know what happened to him.
I'm just leaning back. I'm reclined.
I'm reclined.
I've taken enough of your...
Jesus. Too much
of your back talk,
gentle ribs.
Yep. I'm at my max. We're 23 minutes in. Max.
Max. He's maxed out. Anyways, let's see. So first round, there's five balls at the end. So yeah. Ed's the first one we see throw balls towards his side of the pit, to kind of help out with them running back down for the next, sets of balls. Jeremiah. Oh yeah. I think, who's his partner? Ashley. Ashley says, yeah, they're working smarter, not harder. Almost everybody adopts this tactic. Jeremiah's moving in slow-mo, he says, through the mud. I do think that this is one of those, if you're a heavier person that weighs more, you sink down into the mud more.
Seth is afraid that Uncle T does he have that post-Coco brain fog? Amanda, get him to the hospital stat. He's our greatest asset.
I know, right? Shoot.
You're talking to the wrong people, Seth. Tell the Wolfords that I'm awesome. Tell them to stop giving me shit about the weird things I say.
Do you know Screech used to live in Peoria, Amanda?
And that's so weird. No, I'm convinced, as long as you're bringing that up, Wolfie, I'm convinced that you guys, as a married couple, your brains have just melded.
That's
and
true.
You see outside people. I'm always the third wheel, no. And so you see me
I
as a
gang
threat.
Up on him
and
with
so
you.
You
no.
guys,
uh-uh.
You guys gang up.
I gang up on him with you.
And
no.
You cannot admit when you're wrong, because then you'll separate. Your brain will split, and so no. Neither of you can admit that Screech living in our city is fucking weird. That's a weird thing. And you guys are both just like, no, that's not weird at all.
You and him gang up
me
on me
saying
about
Nani
things.
Is better at this game than Anissa. You guys just have to stay super glued to that. And you cannot separate.
There
I see
tons.
Your game now. I
no,
see
no, but
it.
These are the two
things.
These are the two things that him and I agree on. You ignore all the other things that you and him gang up on me or
because those are so
or
obvious.
you and I gang up on him about like don't think about any of those.
Don't,
like forget about all of those occasions.
Don't fight, guys.
No, I'm ready to fight. I'm throwing it down.
That's
my line
it.
In the sand was a fisherman's cap and soccer ball jokes. Now it's all over.
Well,
truce
everybody.
Is off, guys. It was a good game,
this
but now the challenge hosts are
the vet war has started.
The war officially has started.
Yep, it's on.
It wasn't about the episode. It's the podcast.
It was a good run, everybody.
Mm-hmm. That's where we end, man.
Listen to Survivor.
Listen to Survivor.
Listen to bitches
it's a
be
far superior
Amanda.
Podcast. Amanda will not be starting a podcast called Bitches Be Bitchin'. This is not a podcast that can be released to the general public. It's only for personal consumption.
Amanda's off the internet forever, guys.
Yep.
You know, though, thinking about it, it might be kind of cathartic to actually do a podcast and never release it. Like,
oh, you should try that.
You know what I mean? Like, just kind of like, you know, get all the junk out there, tell it to the world, but don't really tell it to the world.
It's like how the therapist
people
will tell
write,
you,
write, to
a,
write
letter,
a letter,
but
I don't write
send
shit.
It.
I don't write stuff down.
Until your husband hoards all these unposted podcasts and threatens to post them if you don't do shit.
Don't.
Do you want me to post the episode 5? Because I'll post it.
You dropped no. the N-bomb.
No.
No, Amanda.
That's the one where I tore up my sister or something terrible. Oh, Lord. So let's see. Big takeaways from the first round are Emmanuel and Casey are the first to finish. Nelson and Big T, a close second. I didn't get all the teams that finished this round. I think I was missing one.
Matter.
Oh, it's Ashley and Ed. Oh, that's it. At the end, there are six guys and one ball. CT body slams. Josh, who did he body slam?
They all just gang up on Josh. That's
know.
The important
anyways,
part.
Anyways, at the yep. end.
He's down there like, oh, Kyle, I'm on the bottom.
Kyle's the one that tackles Josh. And, oh, it must have been CT body slams. Was it Corey?
Why is everybody picking on me?
I think the important thing is that there's people here that are worried for their future in the game.
Yes,
they're
100%.
Fighting for the game very hard.
100%.
I feel like CT, after we saw him take down Josh the first time, he was okay to just sort of stand back. We didn't see him play much. Because I think he knew he was safe. He didn't have to win, so fuck it, whatever. But the people that are playing super hard are worried.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Kyle, Josh, Corey, all three of these boys. Corey ends up getting the ball and he
smashed his head and eat it.
Ryan says CT smashed Ed's head but did not eat it.
Oh, that was Ed. That's right. Yeah. It must have been a two-letter thing, and my phone auto-corrected it. So it says CT body slam CT. I'm like, stop it, phone.
That ain't right.
That ain't right. I know that ain't right. And then I thought it might have been Corey because I was like, did it just auto-correct Corey to CT? I wasn't sure. It auto-corrected something. Let's see. Corey ends up throwing the ball in the heat of the moment to Jeremiah. Immediately... Everyone is like, oh, what? What? Ooh, the talking starts.
He threw it to a filthy rookie.
Yep. Nelson says, this is not a good look to the vets. But then Kyle goes and throws the ball to Ed and ain't nobody say a word about it. Right. Not a word. Not one word.
Yep.
I find they're always very selective about shit like this.
Totally. Yes,
100%.
Totally. Because I think what it comes down to is they have somebody they want to throw in anyway, and so they're just looking for a reason, looking for an excuse.
Yeah.
So I think somebody wanted to throw in Corey and Bettina. Bettina was the only rookie that hadn't been in.
Yep.
Yeah.
So let's just find a reason. Let's find a reason to throw Corey in.
Let's figure it out. Josh says that friends were pinning him down, Corey and Kyle, and then Corey comes over and is like, quit saying my name. Why are you bitching about it? Something.
Josh is like, but I was just, I.
Something you haven't been to, a final. Or like, shut up. I want to win too, bro.
I want to win too. Yeah, so do I. I want to get to a final. Something you never seen before, bitch.
Uh-oh. Is that you?
Mashing keys.
Oh, Wolfie set off a car alarm. I know it's not me because my horn broke on my car.
I'm like.
Like 6 months ago.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure there's a car alarm going off in my driveway. Oh, wait. Oh,
Margo's my dog.
It is. Margo's like late alarm. Where are you
at? Sorry, I was looking out the front window. Brian wants to know who was worse, Josh this episode or Lolo last season when she whined about Anissa. Stop choking me.
They're both big whiners.
Yeah.
I do feel like Corey had a point here in calling out Josh. Josh was going a little nuts with...
Yeah.
The accusations and stuff, and Corey, I think, put him in his place.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Corey's like, hey, what did you think? I was just going to hand it to you. He even goes so far to say, what do you think? We're down there playing patty cake?
Yeah, love that line.
It's a dirty game, brah.
Love that line. And he was just saying, like, I want to win, too. I'm not here to, like, help you win. I'm trying to win.
Yeah.
Yep.
Josh just has no real insight about this stuff. I think he just thinks my friends should help me, and if they're not helping me, they're not my friends, but it's... Josh wasn't helping anybody either, you know? So I don't know what he was thinking.
Yeah.
Josh was getting heated, or Corey was getting heated enough. I did see a security guard come out.
I saw that too. Yeah. All masked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the second round at the end of it, Ashley ends up sitting on KC and then lets Big T advance to the next round.
Amber sits on her.
Oh, I'm sorry. Amber sits on Casey. God, the stupid autocorrect is terrible. Casey's like,
I'll get my chance to just grab her and throw her down. And then she pulls on her, and Amber's like, all right, sits on her.
Dang.
Yeah, I don't know what Casey was expecting there.
Right.
But didn't work out for her.
She's going to get like a German suplex or some shit.
Right.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Yep. And then, so then the three that advanced to the final round are Logan and Nani, Ed and Ashley, and Nelson and Big T. It's down to Nelson, Ed, and Logan to get the final silver ball.
I feel like this would have been exhausting.
Yes.
They looked it. They looked gassed.
You have to keep playing until, like, oh, now I still got to compete against, like, three other teams?
Yeah.
This is bullshit. Why do I keep winning rounds?
Realistically, this has to end the way that it did, right, with a deal-making situation. Because otherwise, they're just going to lay there in the mud.
Yeah, they're just going to lay down. Know? Yeah.
So eventually, there's a deal to be made here.
Yep. So Logan, good on Logan, man. Yeah. He's learning this game and playing this game. He speaks up and he says, like, hey, I'm not going to say your name. Like, Ed kind of quickly ends up taking the deal and kind of backs off. But Nelson jumps on then and wrestles with Logan a little bit. But Logan is able to talk Nelson into making a deal, too. And Nelson.
And then Nelson turns on Ed.
Yeah, why?
It's like, we're all part of the same deal. What are you doing?
Right. But
Nelson's like, nope, suplex.
Yep.
Yeah. And here's another deal. So here, Nelson makes a deal with a rookie. No one talks about that. Nope. Like, he made a deal for his safety with a rookie, and no one talks about that.
Yeah.
You let a rookie win. Like, I mean, it's just silly. I mean, so yeah. So then they end up giving it to Logan. So Logan and Nani win and form the agency.
Yep. I'm really proud of Logan for this move. I think
100%.
I don't know what I expected out of him, but he's been kind of quiet. He's been kind of reserved. There is the language barrier for him. But he jumped right on it, man. He's like, let's make a deal. My rope's right here. Let me up. You guys are safe. We're good.
And Jeff, what did he say? Like, you're safe, but if you keep attacking me, you might not be.
Yeah, right? Like,
so let's just work this out.
Yep. Good for Logan.
Yep. So TJ says that basically this deliberation should be very interesting. So back at the house, we get Josh to Ashley and Amanda. Ugh. They're already working on making Corey the house vote.
And I love how Josh is just like trying to like lead this conversation. Yeah. And Ashley's like, you're a fucking idiot. Stop talking.
Right. He keeps being like, have trust. Don't panic, Ashley. Ashley's upset. Josh says he has her back. Amanda says that she's freaking out about nothing. Then we get the club night,
which is really just a trip out to the pool.
Yeah, it's just in their backyard.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're dancing. We get Nani and Priscilla. Nani tells her that it is the same move that she would have made if it was her.
Bullshit. I'm scared she wouldn't have done it.
Nani's not going to say her name. And she talks about they can trust each other. But then Priscilla says that she doesn't know if she can fully trust Nani.
Have you guys noticed Nani this season is just like overwhelmingly positive to everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
every conversation she has is like, you're just so great. I just love you. I respect you so much. It's everything is like kind of over the top positive with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's getting finger banged by Casey. So
is that
she's a lot more mellow.
Oh.
She's happy. Real happy.
Is that, I just thought it was some sort of like strategy or something. Like, did she just see herself being too, you know, she had too much conflict in other seasons. So now it's all about like reassurance and calm and I don't know. It's weird.
I think it probably does have a lot to do with her and Casey's relationship.
Right. Yeah.
Calms her down. You know, that crazy feverish, just like, you know, kind of unsettled chaos, I think is all calmed by Casey. Casey's a super calm person. And I bet it's kind of transferring to Nani a little bit, which is nice.
Threw her fingers into her vagina. Ryan says Nani is drunker than ever this season. Oh, you have not seen Nani drunk, Ryan.
She is drunk, but she is not drunker than ever.
Yeah. You have no idea. Tim had to hold her up for a picture because she was so drunk.
Yep. I should send that picture. It is clear that I'm holding her up. I'm supporting her weight during that picture.
Hey, Nani, picture? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Then we get Amber and Ed talking. Ed says he thinks he is in a pretty good spot if he has to go in. Ed says that if he wins, he would pick Casey, his partner. Amber tells him that no one talks to her. Overwalks Ashley to butt in. Says welcome to the club. Once you've won, people kind of leave you out of everything. Ashley says that it really hurts her because these are her friends outside of here. So it really sucks that they all immediately gang up on her when they walk in the door.
Seth says, nah, Nani isn't banging Johnny Riley on the love seat in front of the whole house drunk. She's got another gear.
So true, Seth. She's got lots of drunker gears. Yeah. Let's see. Then we get Nani and Logan. This is when, you realize that Logan's really, I mean, other than his deal, right? This is also where you realize that Logan is really thinking about and playing this game smart. So he says, so I'm thinking that Corey and Bettina will be the house vote. And then we pick Jeremiah and Amber as our votes. Mm-hmm. And Nani's like, yeah, Amber beat me in a final last season. I could stand to send her in and maybe send her home. She thinks it sounds like a good plan to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good plan. Sure thing. Good plan, Logan. So then we get Corey, Priscilla, Big T, and Nelson. This is when Corey is putting the battle cry out to his little minions to get the house votes to vote in Ashley and Josh instead of Corey and Bettina.
Yeah. Well, he's politicking. He knows that his name is being called. Mm-hmm. He tries to pick somebody else that's strong whose name might be called if he makes a convincing enough case.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the team that makes the most
sense. Considering she was already crying about it earlier.
Yeah, well, and she's made some enemies in the house. She's caused some drama. This seems like you could divert attention to her, but...
Wait, Ashley?
Yeah.
No.
I know, it's shocking. His plan doesn't work, but it's a good plan.
Yeah. Then we get Kyle. I'm pretty sure it's Kyle and CT and Devin, and CT's asking Devin if Amanda wants him to, will he pick Corey and Bettina? Devin says that Corey's weighted down, basically.
Yeah.
Like, everybody doesn't have any faith in Bettina, then as long as he's partnered up with her, he's not really a problem.
Right.
Because he can't win a daily, and so if he can't have power, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So Devin's looking at Corey as a non-threat because of his partner at this moment in time. He thinks that there are more immediate threats. Ashley says that Corey's playing with the rookies and that he thinks that they planned, that he planned the Vet Alliance demise. and so Devin says that, okay, that's all fine and well, but we'll find out at deliberation. I want to hear him say it in front of everybody.
I just don't know, like, where all this suddenly came from. It's like, oh, Corey's running the fucking rookies. He's like the leader. It's
like, where the fuck did he threw that ball to Jeremiah, and there was enough rustlings about it that the house runs with it. You know, that's how they always do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of that gang mentality. One, if somebody says a name and everybody jumps on it.
Get on the bandwagon. Yeah, get on the bandwagon.
And it's a little bit of what we talked about before. I think people wanted to throw in Corey anyway, so they're looking for any excuse.
Sure.
And then once people start saying his name, it's easy to just keep saying the name.
But just the actual, like, I think he's running the rookies.
It's just something it's just they're like, saying, yeah, to convince everybody.
Where the fuck did that come from?
Yeah.
Because Josh said it, and then fucking Ashley's saying it.
Yeah. It's just one of those things that it's, somebody says it, and then other people repeat it. Yeah. He's working with rookies, but so is everybody. I don't know. I think Corey's getting the raw deal here.
Even though he is anti-vaxxer.
Yeah. Not thrilled about that, Corey. Get your vaccine, Corey, and everybody else listening.
Takes us to nominations.
Nominations.
So Logan starts it off and says that he made a promise to Ed and Nelson, and he plans to honor that, and that they are safe to him. and that they can relax. Nani, I don't know why he says they can relax, because this is deliberation for the House vote, Logan. Right. So, I mean, whatevs. Nani says that they don't really have a plan. So, let's hear what you have to say. So,
fireworks start. Amanda's so revved up, she's got to take an extra large breath.
This was This was boring.
Yep.
This is boring and exhausting. This is rehashing of what they've been talking about all episodes. So
it's really
fast
just
forward.
Boils down to Corey.
Who
and I
cares?
Get into who's yes. who needs to be voted.
I think the big takeaways for this were that Ashley gave Amanda a $500 gift card when she took all that money from Hunter.
Right.
When Amanda basically gave her game up for Ashley that season. I think that's the big takeaway. What other takeaways do I have from this?
Still blaming the stealing the money from Hunter. Still throwing that
around. Yeah, we're still throwing that around. Ashley wears snake earrings. I found that interesting.
Well, and listen, I'm going to say something and not be able to back it up either. But when people say, like, Ashley, you're a snake, and she always says, tell me something I did that's snaky then. Tell me.
Yeah.
People need to come locked and loaded with an answer
100%.
Here.
You
and
do.
I can't think of a time either, but I know that Ashley's a snake. I know that she's lied and broken promises.
Oh, yes.
These people just
manipulated
need to, like,
people. They just need to get their receipts, man. Yeah. Bring your receipts.
Go to Challenge Wikia and get these snaky moves and memorize two or three of them.
Yeah.
So that next time when this comes up, you have an answer. Because, yeah, you look like a dipshit when you're just sitting there like, oh, I can't think of anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the compromise agents are revealed to be Corey and Bettina.
Womp womp.
Big shocker.
Sean brings up, I know they really mean anything. I think it's supposed to be, I know they don't really mean anything, but remember last season when Ashley had a whole segment where she called Nelson out, calling her a snake because she had never screwed him or Corey over, and Nelson apologized and said he wouldn't vote for her on the next season.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Don't remember that, but fair enough.
I believe you, but I don't remember
that. Yes, totally believe you.
So that says, how the hell are the men not throwing CT in every time? It didn't even come up at deliberations. If he's there, you are going to lose the final period. Agreed.
It is weird. I think it's everybody's so scared of him, they don't want to even send him into elimination.
So scared.
Yeah. But it is strange, CT's sort of power over people here.
But here I don't understand why, they don't just send him in to, this, like, the whole house could vote him in.
Mm.
Like, one person doesn't have to call him out. Right. The whole house could vote him in every single time.
Right, but somebody's going to have to go against him.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to.
Send all the rookies in. But then you have the move. You can send in an individual man rookie.
Right.
Well, at least up to this point.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that was the move, but whatever. Can't get everybody on board.
Yeah, I wonder how CT would have done at this elimination.
Yeah.
Probably pretty good.
He's got incredible balance.
He would have put Emmy on his back and backpacked her over that fucking thing all by himself.
But wasn't part of the rules they had to face each other?
I don't know. He would have faced her. He would have turned his head around like an owl.
Yeah, because it would be much easier if you could put both of your feet on the sides of it. You know what I mean? So you must have had to face each other.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So then we get Devin, Kyle, and Big T. Devin says he doesn't believe Ashley. This is after.
No, this is after their meeting
out
on
the balcony. That's right. They have another meeting. Then Corey and Kyle get loud at each other. Corey doesn't trust him.
Like, what the fuck ever, Kyle?
Right.
Why'd you vote the way you did? I didn't. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense.
I didn't vote the way I did.
Kyle is tired
Fuck
of
off.
Being treated like a snake. He's like, everyone lies. I at least admit it. Kyle, you don't admit it either. Don't say that. You always lie. And then you, like, wink and all and smile. And everyone knows you're lying. But you still lie about it. Okay?
I think he was trying to push Corey a little bit. Like, I think he said something and then Corey's like, what are you going to do about it or something? And Corey's like, well, I'm not going to hit you. I'm not stupid. And then Kyle's like, yeah, all right.
Calls him a bitch.
Just walked away. Right.
Yeah, bitch. Watch your tone with me. Don't call me a bitch.
It is weird to see these people kind of mature on camera. And it's just like, these fights are just silly now. Like, they don't.
Yeah.
It's just mature, grown-ass men, you know, half fighting. It's very strange.
Yeah. Say we were out tonight and somebody.
You don't have that level. Like, once you get. Do you have that level of fight anymore? Like, you're not worth it to me. I don't have that. I don't have that level of like, I will kill you. Over. It would have to be over certain things. Like,
right.
I'm sure it's like your family, your wife, your children, of course, 100%. Wow, you would go children. Nuclear. but the rest of the world, like, I don't need to give you that breath or time.
That's what I was going to ask. Say we were out to dinner tonight and someone bumped into you and you're like, excuse me. And he's like, what are you going to do about it, bitch? Does him calling you a bitch, does it bother you at all?
No. No.
Not in the slightest.
No, that's not at all.
Man, it doesn't bother me either. No. I would just laugh at him.
Yeah, I'd just be like.
I'd be like, you're being really fucking stupid.
Just be like, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to go.
Sorry.
You're right, sir. I am a bitch. Can I get a sex at the beach, please?
Corey, and Bettina talk about who they would pick if they win. Corey would pick Casey. Bettina would pick CT.
Seth brings up, never forget Kyle's first season when he lied to Corey and Nelson straight up. And that led to the epic flaming soccer elimination. Uh-huh. I don't think Corey.
I remember that. Cause remember Corey shook his hand and said, I got you. I got you. And then later, like, I didn't know that was a deal. What do you mean that was a deal?
I just thought it meant we would think about it.
Right. Yeah. Friend of the show, Kyle.
Oh, Kyle. He's made all this kind of shit.
Ryan says, I would definitely furiously carry boards across a wobbly plank for my family.
Jeremiah says that he knows that it'd more likely be him because Logan made a deal with Ed. Yeah, but here's another turn where we go, okay, deal with Ed, but what about these other vets then? Why, you know, like, why does it have to be, why does it have to be Jeremiah? You know what I mean? Yeah. It's weird. Why do we pick at a vet girl, but we didn't pick a vet guy.
Yeah.
Because they're stupid.
Yeah. I don't know.
This thing about Amber because she won last season.
Yep. So anyways, that takes us to the lair.
Cha-cha.
Corey and Bettina are called down. Then we get the agency vote. We got the men's vote first. Logan votes Jeremiah, Nani, Jeremiah. And then we get Nani, who gives this big flowery, like Tim said, over the top positive kind of, you're the best.
You're beautiful. You beat me last season.
Right. Beautiful
inside and out.
Inside and out. Yeah. Uh-huh. All the things. But yeah, ultimately Amber and Logan votes Amber. And too.
Amber seemed very fine about it.
Yeah.
Thanks. I love you, Nani.
I think she definitely got a heads up.
Yeah.
Which is always nice. Like, you know, I mean, it just gives them a little bit of a way to put their mind right, and then they don't act like a crazy person when they get called out.
Ashley would have gone nuts here.
Yeah.
This is fucking, I can't believe this every season.
I quit. But I'll never quit.
Mm-mm. So this elimination is called Hang in the Balance. All four of them will start on one platform with the puzzle pieces, and they have to work together to transfer the puzzle pieces across a very odd-shaped beam. Okay, it's a triangle.
Yeah.
To the other side and solve the puzzle.
Super simple, right?
Yeah.
Totally. This looks easy.
Yeah.
Ooh,
no problem.
Oh, shit.
Fly right on through this thing.
This is rough.
Yeah.
Real
rough. Nobody could get their shit together for a long time in this one.
Amber and Jeremiah were the first ones to figure out a way to just even freaking get across. Both teams had incredible weight disparities. Can you say the word for me? Disparities. Thank you. And so you got these tiny women and these giant men, and they're trying to balance on these beams. And Amber is the first one that decided, like, well, if I pull all my weight, like, low, and he kind of hangs over the top edge a little bit, it'll balance us out and we'll balance. And then I can kind of crawl to the right with this weird spider crawl or crab crawl. And he can kind of step down. The negative to this plan is that it is just incredibly stressful on Jeremiah's lower back. I mean, he is literally holding her full body weight with his lower back.
Yep.
Not good. Not good. Not sustainable. Not good. I wouldn't be surprised if he jacked something up, man. Shoot. Like, oh, God. It looked so painful to me from somebody who has back stuff. Like, this looked painful. I could not. Oh, it was awful. So, but yeah.
Her like weird crab walk that she did was very impressive. There's no way I could ever do that, or anybody listening to this could probably not do that either.
No,
stretch her legs out that far when you're squatted that down low.
I mean, it's all because of just how limber and tiny, you know, like she's little and she's limber. Like, yeah.
Seth wants to know if he's stupid or did they make this way harder than it needed to be? Why wouldn't you sort of huck over the beam and walk across together?
I kind of thought that too. Once Corey and Bettina figured out closer might be better. Yes. I kind of thought the same. Like, you could just sort of bear hug this thing. And the weight would be difficult, but easier to man. Like, I think Jeremiah could sort of lean forward at a 10-degree angle. And that's easier than trying
but
to
he couldn't
over.
Lean that far forward if they're leaning together just for the sheer fact that he would push her off.
Yeah, I mean, it would be hard, but we didn't ever even see them try it. Like,
right.
It would have been interesting to see.
Well, I think that it's a balancing game between, like, how much you push on each other and how much weight you put on the heels of your feet, kind of dug in the bottom of that triangle to kind of balance your weight. And I think that, you know, they finally got it. Bettina was one of the people said that she was almost counting like a dancer, like dance count steps. And that's what you needed. You needed good timing and balance in this game. And it was definitely super hard. And I think these two teams were super impressive for never quitting. Mm-hmm. Neither of these teams had any quit. Corey and Bettina should have wanted to quit a million times over. They were so far behind.
Yep.
But they just kept at it. And they ended up with their kind of pulling each other, holding each other close together, they were ended up being able to catch up and ultimately ended up winning this sucker. Yeah.
Crazy. That come behind
was
crazy.
Incredible. David, I love a good come behind.
David says, why not walk backwards with each having a foot on each side? We think that the rules were that they had to face each other. That's why it became so complicated.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, because there's a thousand easier ways they could have done it if the rules allowed for that. Yeah. You know, get down and like do that weird little scoot, like put your legs on both sides and you know scoot across in your crotch.
Yeah, Corey says that he's too old for this. Yeah, I second that, bud. Like this does look super painful.
Yeah, it looks very painful for the backs.
And the forearms, man, they're just like dying. But Corey says they're not giving up. Amber, exhausted, falling on the ground. She just asks Jeremiah to kiss her.
Ugh, gross. I don't need to see that.
Right. I think this is the first time I've seen this in elimination. I'm for real.
No other partners
like,
kissing
in the middle of an elimination. I mean, I've seen people after elimination celebrating or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure this is the first time I've ever seen like a I need an inspirational kiss in the middle of an elimination thing ever. So Amber with a first there. Bettina.
We'll buy curly fries. We'll miss you.
Yeah. Bettina's ends up being way better than everybody thought. Everybody's talking about that now. Corey announces that he is the puzzle king now. That's kind of funny, Corey, but. Okay. He does say that there's 3 hours down and one arm gone, but they're still there.
David says, I seriously question how well this elimination was actually tested by production. It looked like they were there for hours.
Yeah.
Seth said they said it took 3 hours. I thought Corey was maybe exaggerating, but
I think it might have been three.
It might have been.
We'll
man.
See. I think that'll come out in the next couple of days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dude, that was crazy. Amber and Jeremiah say that they're going to stay in contact after the,
of course they will
after no, they the won't. Show. And Amber says, we'll see her back. Corey and Bettina, TJ has a long pause and says that they can rejoin the group.
Confusion. What? Mass confusion.
Everyone is confused. TJ says, in this game, you have to be prepared for anything that comes your way. I'll see you soon.
No further details.
That's game, folks.
That's it.
So no more curly fries, no more Jeremiah.
Very sad.
Kind of a bummer.
Very sad. I was rooting for curly fries. I like an underdog.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm starting to dig on Jeremiah too. I think that he is a good physical competitor. I loved watching him and Priscilla in the last elimination. They killed it. But yeah.
Seth says, spoilers, they did not stay in contact after the show.
Oh,
no.
Not
surprised.
Harper says, Amber already has a football boyfriend.
Oh.
No, I don't know.
Yeah. David says, I don't believe that production really tested it with the size discrepancy between most of the male-female competitors, which is probably true.
Yeah, most of them are very heavy, bulky dudes. That's and most the of the women are very slight.
Yeah, slender. If you had two men doing this together or two women doing this together, it would probably be a lot easier.
Yeah.
But the weight difference is just way too much.
Yep, weight and height, yep.
Yeah.
Tim, do we get reviews?
Sure do. We have one from Rainbow 0830. Personable and enjoyable listen. I just started listening to Challenge Podcast, and this is the one I kept going back to. I enjoy the camaraderie between the hosts. I want to give a special shout out to Amanda for constantly radiating positive energy.
Aww.
And keeping the you boys in line.
Aw, thanks.
When needed.
Well, don't get your head too filled up there, Amanda.
Nope, I know. To pop that bubble by Trace 2827. Says, gave it a shot, but this podcast is so boring. That was my emphasis, but I thought I did a good job there.
You're impossible.
I think that's probably right.
AfterBuzz is way better.
Well, fuck AfterBuzz.
Too much now. And more entertaining. If you are a true Challenge fan, there are better and more fun options to choose from. Update came back for a second chance. Thanks. Just heard the female host say, foreigner trying to make a joke. Keep it classy.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. And then, of course, our third one. I dig this show. Found it through Reddit looking for content like my favorite show. Oh, no, this is for Internet Freak Show. Sorry. Oh. Five star review for Internet Freak Show. Thank you to the five star Internet Freak Show guy.
Christopher says, fuck that person. Yeah, fuck you.
If you don't like, if you hear us read a negative review and think, I don't agree with that, balance it out with a positive one, people. That's how you give back to the world.
Right.
So it says, oh, awkward, that review. Love the camaraderie between the hosts. And then we started the Veterans War tonight.
Yeah, Seth, your spelling sucks. That's not even close.
Right. weren't you guys fighting about who teams up with who earlier in this episode? What comrades?
Right.
Right, Ryan.
Yeah, no, the camaraderie is over.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, everybody. If you want to, Vanessa says, I love you guys. Wolfie sounds like Jason Segel.
Ooh.
Amanda likes that compliment. What? She loves Jason Segel.
I do.
Oh, have you seen his penis in that movie?
She sure has.
She diddled herself to it. If you guys want to leave a review like those two people just did, head over to challengepod.com, join the Facebook group, leave a review, join our Patreon, and all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it.
I guess that's it for this episode of Challenge. This has been Brian.
Amanda.
Sweet Uncle T.
And I forgot a good quote, so as Kyle said, fuck off.
The challenge. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.